I'm going to ask you to take your Bibles and turn with me to the book of Isaiah. Here the last few weeks I've kind of deviated from going through Hebrews. I felt led to do so. I want to look at the first 7 verses of Isaiah 43. Isaiah 43. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. And therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. Fear not. For I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east, and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up. To the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far, my daughters from the ends of the earth, even every one that is called by my name. For I have created him for my glory. I formed him. Yea, I've made him. Let's pray together. Our Father, this evening, how thankful we are. Oh, for the blessed privilege to be able to come and to hear your word. Lord, forgive us where we have wandered in our minds. Lord, and how we do so easily. Forgive us, we pray, for Christ's sake. Teach us this evening afresh. Settle our hearts. Lord, cause us to actually know by experience that peace that surpasseth all understanding. Lord, I ask you now to bless your word. Would you bless it to the calling out of your sheep and for the comfort of your people, for Christ's sake, we ask these things. Amen. Every person that is born in Adam is born ignorant of the fact that they're rebels against God. And therefore, every man born in Adam without Christ has great reason to be fearful before Him. And they're ignorant of that fact. Man by nature does not know that he has reason to be fearful. They don't know that if they leave this world, or when they leave this world, they leave this world without Christ, without a mediator, without a high priest, they're going to die in their sins. Now, God is just, and I know this, the just God is a God that is pleased to show mercy. But He does not show mercy the Scriptures clearly reveal at the expense of His justice. He said of Himself, I am a distinguishing God. He told Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. He's the sovereign. Psalm 135:6 says, whatsoever the Lord pleased, that did He in heaven and in earth, in the seas, and in all deep places. Acts 17:24 says, God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that He is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands. God Almighty is God. He alone is God. The God who is sovereign, God who is distinguishing, He is the only true and living God. Deuteronomy 4:35 says, unto thee it was showed that thou mightest know that the Lord, He is God, and there is none else beside Him. Now, this is the God that I want to talk to you about tonight. And here is a word in Isaiah 43, verses 1 to 7. Here's a word from the distinguishing sovereign to His people, to those that He's everlastingly loved. Here is God speaking to the objects of His mercy, sinners who would not and could not help themselves. The God of all grace, God of all mercy, says this. But now, verse 1, thus saith the Lord that created thee. Yes, God Himself created all things. The Scripture says that in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, created the birds, the plants, the skies, the seas, the ground. He made all things. And then the Lord said, He said in Genesis 1:26, God said, let us make man in our image. I've told you this before, but it needs to be heard again. I need to hear it. Let us make man in our image. And this is the word make. It means appoint. Let us commit. Let us deal with. Let us make man. Let's appoint him, commit him, deal with. In our image, the image of Almighty God is the Lord Jesus Christ. So that Scripture sets forth this. Let us make man, appoint man, commit man, deal with man, all men, in their relationship to the express image of God Himself. Then Genesis 1:27 says, so God created man. Let us make man. Let us appoint him. And then let us actually create him. And that word create means to cut down or to make fat. Let us appoint all men in their relationship to the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. And God created, cut down, or made fat. Romans 9:21 asks this question. Hath not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? Just look, turn with me to Proverbs 16:4. Proverbs 16:4. Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 4. The scriptures declare, the Lord hath made all things for himself. Yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. Does God have a right to do what he will with his own? Yes, he does. God's sovereign. God's right. Back in Isaiah 43, our Lord speaks, and knowing what it is to make, to create, to make is to appoint them, to commit them to their relationship to the Lord Jesus Christ. To create them, actually to cut them, cut down, make fat. Does the potter have the right to do that? Make one vessel unto honor, another unto dishonor. He's God. So back in Isaiah 43, verse 1, but now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, you heel catcher, you supplanter, you trickster, this is what you are in yourself. And he that formed thee, he that molded you into form in regenerating grace, that birthed you anew, birthed you from above, gave you life, you that was formed, O Israel, a prince with God. Jacob is who we are in ourselves. What is your name? Jacob. He said, you shall no more be called Jacob, but Israel. For you're a prince with God, hath prevailed. But now, thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, hear the word, fear not. Don't be afraid. What's the ground of me not being afraid? Here's the ground. Number one, he said, because you're mine by purchase. Still in verse 1, for I've redeemed thee. I paid for you. I bought you. I paid your debt. Out of the bondage and the curse of the law. I paid the penalty that was due for the sin and rebellion in Adam your father and in your actual sin. Look at Ephesians verse 5. Ephesians 5. Now he's talking now to the Jacobs of this world. Those who are made to know what they are in themselves. And the Israels, who the Lord declares them to be in the Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter 5. You know, I often quote John 10:15 when I said, who did the Lord die for? Well, he died for his people. He died for his sheep. But he says the same thing right here. Ephesians 5, verse 25. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church, the one that he's betrothed to eternally, the one that the Father gave him. He gave him a bride. Scripture says, husbands, love your wife, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Don't be afraid. He said, I've redeemed you. And then he says, that latter part of that first verse, I've called thee by thy name. I have effectually addressed you as to who I say you are. When he said, I've called you by your name, that passage I just read when Jacob was wrestling with the man, the God man. Genesis 32:27, and when God said unto him, the scripture says, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, I've called thee by thy name. I said who you are. Now here's the sovereignty of God. He said, I say, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince, thou hast power with God and with men hast prevailed. That word called right there, it's not the word that means I've effectually called you, but he does. It's who he said you are. It's who I say my people are. A word that declares his right to declare who his people are. Don't be afraid. Fear not. I've redeemed you. I've called thee by thy name. And listen to this. You're mine. Thou art mine. From the heart of the Savior himself to his people, he says, I paid you your debt. Called you by grace. Called you by your name in grace. You are my Father's gift to me. You're going to come to me willingly in the day of my power. You're mine. Fear not. So we're his by purchase. We've been bought and paid for by the blood of God himself. That God, the church, that God purchased, the scripture says, with his own blood. Here's the second reason. Don't fear. Don't be fearful. Verse 2, because you're a preserved people. When you pass it through the waters, and we will, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. When Israel crossed over the Red Sea, on dry ground, the Lord was there. He was guiding them in a pillar by day, and a pillar of a cloud by day, and a pillar of a fire by night. Whenever the Hebrews were getting ready to cross over the Jordan River and go into the Promised Land, they came to that river. And the Lord told the people, he said, whenever the feet of the priest touch that river, those priests that were bearing the ark, whenever the feet of the priest touch that river is going to rise up. And the scripture says it'll stand in a heap. God was there. Whenever Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refused to bow to Nebuchadnezzar's image and were thrown into the fiery furnace, three men were thrown into that furnace, and the scripture says that Nebuchadnezzar looked in and he saw walking in the midst of the fire, and he says, there's four. And the fourth was like the Son of God. God was there. When thou passest through the waters, I'll be with thee. Through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon you. Why? Verse 3 says, "For I am the Lord thy God." I'm God. "The Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Sheba for thee." The covenant God that's going to deal with, use, and even sacrifice according to His good pleasure all of your enemies to accomplish His purpose in your redemption and salvation. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Here's the third thing. Don't be afraid. Fear not. Because you're prized in my sight. Verse 4 says, "Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I've loved thee. Therefore I will give men for thee and people for thy life." What does it matter what the world thinks about us if we be precious in His sight? What does it matter what the world has to think concerning what we believe if we know that we believe God, His Word? And the cause of us being precious in His sight? Well, I can tell you this, there was nothing of value that He saw in us. I know that. All men at their best state, altogether vanity, dug out of the same lump by His goodwill, by His pleasure. The Scripture says, "As Noah, we found grace in His eyes." He chose to look upon us in mercy. Not an ounce of difference. I was sitting here just a few minutes ago. My brother Gary was up here leading the singing, and I was looking out and I was thinking to myself, what a miracle of God's grace that there's some folks sitting here tonight that want to hear what God has to say and has a heart that the Lord has given faith today, right now, to believe Him, and that they're not living on yesterday's faith, that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Don't be afraid. Chose us in Christ. And the Lord Jesus Christ, who's betrothed Himself to us and has eternally stood as our surety and lived and died for us, "Fear not, thou hast been honorable in ourselves." No, but in Him. In Him, robed in His righteousness, we stand before God Almighty, accepted in the Beloved. Honorable. Honorable. Think about this verse. 1 John 4:17. Amazing passage of Scripture. It's absolutely so. "Herein is our love." Herein, in the margin, it says, "love with us." Herein is love with us made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we in this world. Now let me ask you something, beloved. Is He precious in the sight of the Father? So are we. Is He accepted of the Father? So are we. Is He the beloved Son in whom God is well pleased? So are we in Him. He said, "You're honorable." And then verse 4 says, and He says, "And I've loved thee." I have loved thee eternally. And His love for the His people is the source of the blessings in Christ. And God never changes. He said, I've loved you. Fear not. Therefore, will I give men for thee and people for thy life, according to God's good pleasure. God Almighty, who has never said to be the author of sin, has declared that even the wrath of men is going to praise Him. He's going to do right. He does right. And if God is pleased to leave a man to himself, God Almighty will justly destroy him, and you're going to be saved. The firstborn of Egypt, what was the difference in the firstborn of Egypt that died, the firstborn of Israel that was preserved? God saw the blood, and He passed over Israel. He said, don't be afraid. Boy, aren't those some words to hold on to? Don't be afraid. Israel passed safely through the Red Sea, and all the Egyptians were drowned. Why? He said, since thou wast precious in my sight, and I loved you, I chose to love you. Christ laid down His life for the sheep. And the Holy Spirit, in regenerating grace, calls everyone that the Father has given the Son and the Son has redeemed. Why? For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. And then in verses 5, 6, and 7, He says, fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up; to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far, my daughters from the ends of the earth, even every one that's called by my name. For I have created him for my glory. I formed him. Yea, I made him. Fear not. God Almighty is going to gather His elect, His sons and daughters, adopted, heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ, all of His people who were created according to His glory, to show mercy and compassion to them. Don't be afraid. Last passage, Ephesians. Chapter 2, verse 10. The Scripture says, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Words to live by, words to die by. Fear not. For I am thy God. I made you. I created you. I formed you. You've been precious in my sight. Honorable. Don't be afraid. You pass through the waters, don't be afraid. Through the rivers, don't be afraid. Fire comes, don't be afraid. I'm the one that sent it. And I'll sustain you. I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. May the Lord bless these words to our hearts. Amen. Brother Gary.